We consider this non-compliance percentage to be unacceptably high. For the fiscal year 2014, at the calculated compliance rate of 60%, the department collected $230 million. Had this compliance rate been at the optimum of 100%, the department would have collected $383 million. This amount is $153 million more than what was collected at the existing compliance rate of 60%. Clearly, no one, including myself, realistically expect to achieve a 100% compliance rate, since there are many variables that would preclude this from happening. I think the important point to note here is that even a marginal increase in the compliance rate from 60 to 70% would yield close to $40 million in additional revenue based on our 2014 collection figures.